J.R. Moore substituting for John Stadtmiller, who's recuperating from his motor vehicle accident. And today is the 6th day of July, 2005, and it is good to be with you. What's new? Well, here's what's new. Russia is selling submarines to Iran. Now, you may say, what's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal. These submarines are selling are going to be equipped with a club that's, I've seen it spelled with a K or with a C, C-L-U-B or K-L-U-B-S, anti-ship missiles that can go, they say, 200 kilometers. That's about 120 miles. Now, these are supersonic missiles, ladies and gentlemen, and clearly they would be a threat to any adversary that they went up against. It's obvious to me who the most obvious adversary is, and that's the United States of America, the United States naval warships. In addition, they're retrofitting existing submarines at $80 to $90 million apiece. So that's an interesting project that's going on, the retrofitting of submarines and fitting these new missiles on the submarines. I think it's very disturbing myself. I need to remind you that Republic Broadcasting is having a pledge drive as we speak. It was interrupted by this accident that Mr. Stadtmiller was involved with. However, you can go to the RBN Live website, rbnlive.com, and click on to where it says donations. And you can donate. We would love to have you make a regular donation on a monthly basis. Would be wonderful. If you can't do that, a one-time donation is certainly excellent also. Now, for those of you, and I know from my Saturday radio show that there are some of you out there who don't have access or at least easy access to the Internet, I will give you the mailing address for Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll give it twice, and I will give it slowly. I speak slowly anyway for a radio guy. That's 1015 South, and we got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back with this address after the break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore substituting for John Stadtmiller on the National Intelligence Report. It just so happens that I spent my young adult life as an intelligence analyst for United States Army Intelligence. I attended a secret briefing every morning in Vietnam regarding the previous 24 hours activity in the war. So, yeah, I'm the real thing. You can go to my website and check me out, thelibertyman.com. We were talking about the pledge drive here at Republic Broadcasting before the commercial break came up. If you want to mail a check, don't have access to the Internet, here's how you do it. You mail your check to 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, that check should be payable to CSIN. That's Charlie Sierra, India, November. Charlie Sierra, India, November, CSIN. So, drop that check in the mail to Republic Broadcasting Network at that address. I will give it again here momentarily, give you a chance to write it down. That address is 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. 664. Make the check payable to CSIN, Charlie Sierra, Ida November, or Charlie Sierra, India November, depending if you're a police officer or a soldier. And we have, before we go to our first caller, this is a live call-in show, 800-313-9443. I do have a regular show Saturday afternoons, and we have a regular caller on my Saturday show, Jeff from Massachusetts. And were you kind of surprised, Jeff, that I'm on the air this afternoon?
Oh, yes, I was, and actually very pleased.
Well, I'm surprised and pleased also. I got the call a couple hours ago and just changed some things around, and here I am.
Oh, it's all good. I was doing some research on the county farm, and
yes.
And you know what I found in my research, and I'm actually reading the book called Through the Eyes of the Enemy.
Okay.
And I believe that a coup has taken place in the early '60s in America. Because if you see all the craziness that
November 23rd, 1963.
Yes.
That was the coup.
Yeah, exactly.
It was. That was the moment. The moment John Kennedy's heart stopped beating, that was when the coup was finished.
You are so right, because I'm reading page 170 of the book Through the Eyes of the Enemy by Stanislav Lunev. Right here. The Vietnam War was considered a major GRU success. In fact, the GRU believes it won the war. The GRU funded every major anti-war group. Any anti-war activist who claims otherwise are sadly naive. Of course, the support often came through third parties or otherwise disguised, but the Soviet Union pumped more than twice as much money into the anti-war campaign as it did the North Vietnamese military and economic support. And at the end of the paragraph, it says, it made military service a mark of shame.
Well, the GRU, for those who don't know, is what the KGB used to be. And I agree with you, Jeff. The they use cutouts, many people against the war consider themselves patriotic. And the war, of course, was based on, and maybe I need to begin at the beginning here. The war involving a quarter million Americans in combat was based on a fabricated event. That fabricated event, of course, was the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Bingo. You're absolutely right. I mean, the whole thing was fabricated. But the reason why I talk about this is because I mean, you know, when this coup took place, I mean, everything fell apart. I mean, everything. I mean, That's when the immigration laws were passed. That was when the welfare as we know it today has come to pass. That was because I talked to old people. I talked to an 84-year-old World War II vet, and he was talking about the fact that welfare was a mark, was a stigma. In other words, if you did not have money for Social Security, people will look at you and say, you didn't save up your money.
Right.
I mean, you had to become a literal pauper to qualify, and if you were able-bodied, you picked up the trash, you did public works,
right.
you did stuff like that, and I believe because Boston was a city, I haven't found any county farms yet, but I'm not saying they don't exist in Massachusetts. I have to do some hard research, but I talk to the older people. Because the older people lived back then. My friend lived in the North End, and he was telling me just how much of a mark of shame it was to be on welfare, and people did not want to be on welfare.
Well, finding people who were young adults prior to the New Deal would be difficult because of the age situation. They would have to be pushing 100 years old, at least in their 90s.
Yeah, my friend's 84.
Somebody 84 would have graduated high school well into the New Deal in the mid-1930s. The New Deal, beginning around 1932, did away with the traditional welfare systems that were in place involving county farms up until about 1932-33.
The county farm is actually great. I love the idea of a county farm because people produced their own food and people got to keep what they made.
Well, it was a system that worked for many, many decades, and it was not a nice place to be. It was a decent place. It was a clean place. But it wasn't a place where you could sit on your butt and watch color TV without working.
Exactly. And you know what? As a closing comment, I was talking to my friend about this, that what would America do if we didn't have our cell phones? What would America do if we didn't have our sports games and so forth? Because this research got my mind thinking about what would we do if we didn't have all these goodies and all these distractions. You know what I think? We would literally pull our hair out.
It would be tough if you've never done without before. Now, people my age and older, of course, we know what carbon paper is. We know what it means to write down messages for people. And I lived most of my adult life without cell phones, and people under the age of 30, of course, don't know what it's like to be without a cell phone frequently.
I still don't have a cell phone. I think they're dangerous, and I don't have a credit card. At my age of 34, I'm a rarity. I don't believe in credit cards. I believe in paying in cash.
You are, absolutely.
If you don't have cash, you don't pay for it. And you know what? People look at me as kind of an oddity.
Well, you've become that, and God bless you. I mean, hang in there.
Not a problem, my friend, and I will let you go, and
okay.
I'll put other callers on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, bye.
Okay, the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. And we have Paul in Florida. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, I called you a couple of Saturdays right now, and right now I am in temporarily sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
We've got this Hurricane Dennis cracked up down there just south of Haiti.
Right.
And I believe a couple of weeks ago I mentioned to you about the apparent paths these hurricanes are taking,
right.
And I thought it was somewhat anomalous.
Right.
Well,
right.
It looks like this one also is going to go right up the west coast of Florida and maybe make a turn into the Panhandle area, or maybe hit Houston or the Lake Charles area, where all those refineries are.
How about that?
And
well, Professor McCanny, who was on my show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I called in then, yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely believes and has evidence that these hurricanes have been manipulated by humans.
Yeah, and I don't like to jump into this conspiracy theory thing, but if we get another tough season down here, and these hurricanes seem to follow that same path, I'm going to have to say that something's up here.
As you know, and any of my regular listeners, I'm beginning my 33rd year as a criminal investigator. There is nothing more common than criminal conspiracies. All a criminal conspiracy is two or more people agreeing to commit a crime. It is one of the most common things you run into when you get involved in investigating crimes, is criminal conspiracies.
Yeah, it's and also I mentioned if anybody has a computer out there, to get into the United Nations website, I'm sure they have one, and find out where these protected areas are that the UN has set out, and see if these hurricanes go through there to displace people. I mean, you still have people over in Punta Gorda that are still living in temporary housing.
Sure. Absolutely. It's about to start. The 05 season is about to get cranked up here, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the first time in history that there have been four named storms as of this date. That has never happened before. Now, it could be an anomaly because hurricanes do form in clusters. You'll have 4 years where maybe you'll get 3 years out of the four with a lot of storms, and then it will drop off the scale. You'll get some quiet seasons. But I find it very, very odd that we would have that many storms this early, and this one, is. They figure that by the time it gets into the Gulf, gets across Cuba and regenerates, it will probably be a Category 3, which is 111 mile per hour winds plus.
That's some serious stuff.
And, you know, coincidentally, it is going over Cuba, and I can imagine what that's going to do to their crops down there. So I guess if it is being manipulated by someone, they'll fiddle a little tickle in the process.
Absolutely. Well,
yep. Okay,
thanks,
John.
Thanks for the call, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Okay. Call in number is 800-313-9443.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore substituting for John Stepmiller on the National Intelligence Briefing. Since this is the National Intelligence Briefing, maybe we should talk a little bit about how the intelligence game is played. First of all, if you want to become an intelligence analyst in the private sector, which many of you listening to this show would like to do, because since you're listening, you need to do your research. You need to read, whatever topic it might be. Let's take the Middle East, for example. Very complex area, very ancient area, ancient peoples, ancient cultures. The biggest mistake most Western intelligence people make, most people who aren't involved in intelligence make, is believing that the rest of the world thinks like Americans think. That is a massive mistake. That's a mistake that will get you in trouble, and if you're in positions of power and authority, get people killed. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, the people in the Middle East do not think the way Americans think. They don't have the same wants, needs, desires, fears as Americans. They simply don't. And if you believe they do, and you make national policy decisions based on that assumption, you're making a massive mistake. To believe that Islamic people living in a country called Iraq, which was, by the way, created by Westerners, Englishmen, 80 years ago, 85 years ago to be exact, to believe that Islamic people living in Iraq embrace the Western, embrace the American concept of an elected government is a massive mistake. For 500 years, up until just after World War I, Iraq was part of a country called the Ottoman Empire. 5 centuries, ladies and gentlemen. 500 years. Everybody who lives there, all the adults who live in Iraq, know that Englishmen came to that country, the Ottoman Empire, and split it up into all these smaller countries in order to be able to impose their will and impose control. And, of course, gain access to the oil. That was The Prize. Excellent book by that title, by the way, The Prize. If you want to be an intelligence analyst in the private sector, you need to do your background research, study what has been going on in whatever particular field you're concerned about. As far back as necessary, in the case of the Middle East, you need to go back centuries to understand and comprehend and have any clue about who these people are, what their hopes, dreams, fears are, before you can even do anything else. That's what I did as an intelligence analyst in Vietnam. I went back centuries in my research. That's what I was told to do, and that's in fact what I did. I went back centuries in studying the history of Indochina, of the Vietnamese people, of the Chinese involvement for centuries with Indochina, the Japanese involvement, the French involvement, and so forth. You cannot understand, you cannot comprehend, you won't be able to make intelligence decisions about what's going on unless you do your homework. You won't. And do not make the mistake, which most Americans make, of thinking like Americans. Don't try to impose the values, the hopes, and dreams that you have as a middle-class American on what you think and believe and hope that an Iraqi might have, want, and hope to have. Massive mistake. We have some callers on hold. We're going to get to those calls. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Another general reminder, this is part of a pledge drive for Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to the rbnlive.com website, click on donations, and just from a business standpoint, you got $120 to donate. It works out better to donate $10 a month just from planning so that people making plans on how to have a budget will know what the plan for the next 12 months. Just a little helpful hint there. We've got Sam from Missouri. Sam, are you there, sir? Sam, come on up.
I had a question for you regarding something that I'd overheard on your broadcast Saturday, and that was you'd mentioned something about the FCC possibly mandating that amateur radio operators, before being able to obtain a license, receive psychological evaluation. I was trying to track that story down.
That was published in CQ Magazine, which is probably the most widely read publication in amateur radio. The caller called in and mentioned it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've held it in my hand, Sam. It's real.
Oh, I figured it was. I mean, I haven't known you a long time, but I know you well enough to know that if you're going to put something out on the air, it's credible stuff. And
absolutely.
I knew it was. I just couldn't.
It's an incredible story. I haven't followed up to see what the status of that is. You want to hold on through the break, Sam?
You bet. Absolutely.
Okay, we got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is J.R. Moore substituting for John Stattmiller at the National Intel Report. John, I know you're out there listening. If I was you, I would be listening. And here's what we're going to do, John. We're going to cheer you up by having as many people pledge donations on this show as we can get. Now, ladies and gentlemen, John Stattmiller, for those of you who don't know, had a serious motorcycle accident a couple of weeks ago. He is home recovering, broken collarbone, a couple of broken ribs. God bless him. He's one tough hombre to survive something like that with no worse injuries than what he has. I know if I was laying there in bed and worried about my business, as I'm sure he is, I would be concerned that there was going to be monies coming in to pay the electric bill, pay for these various services, especially communication services, which are very expensive. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, running a radio station has a lot of overhead. But please, when the show's over, look on to the Republic Broadcasting Network website, rbnlive.com. That's Romeo Bravo November, live.com. Click on to donations and share the plenty. Share it as much as you can without causing harm to yourself or your family. Republic Broadcasting Network is one of the few places where truth is getting out all over the world, all over the planet, by shortwave, by the Internet. This is phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen, and I assure you, the New World Order does not like Republic Broadcasting Network. I get feedback from different people. My friend Mark Hazelwood tells me about some of the things that are being done to try to harm me and my reputation that he's become aware of. The various guests I've had on the show are getting a hard time from the powers that be. I know for a fact that there are very powerful people and entities that would love to see Republic Broadcasting Network go down the tubes. We can't let that happen. We absolutely can't. Get those donations in. We need to keep the lights on and keep this thing going. We've got Sam on hold still. Sam, are you still there?
I am still here.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. Well, that was mainly what I wanted to ask you, because that did catch my attention. And
before you get away, let's you and I both encourage people to go to my website and click on to the Micro Broadcasters Association and get more people signed up to be and become micro broadcasters. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. 100%. It's the only thing that is going to have a snowball's chance at helping try to save the country, because we know good and well that the corporate media isn't going to do it.
I would say half of all people under age 40 don't have a clue what shortwave radio is. That would be my guess.
That's right.
Don't have a clue.
Well, and certainly a lot of the suburbia types don't.
I can be fairly accurate when I said half of all people under age 40, and probably almost everybody under age 30, does not have a clue what shortwave radio is. Microbroadcasting, ladies and gentlemen, is a way for any of you out there for less than $500. Would that be accurate, Sam? Less than $500?
Yeah, you get a good basic station going there. If all you're going to do is rebroadcast another network, such as a Republic or something like that, it's not that, it's not all that hard to do. Now, obviously, you can make them as elaborate or as downscaled as you want, and the transmitters are small enough themselves that they could fit inside of a, I've seen them so small they fit inside of a shoebox. And if you live in an apartment complex, you can get a little 1-watt thing that'll fit right in the palm of your hand. It's no bigger
Absolutely.
Than the palm of your hand.
So what we're talking, so, what Sam and I are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is any of you who choose to can rebroadcast Republic Broadcasting Network in your neighborhood, especially if you're in a fairly densely populated area, for less than $500, which is not a lot of money these days, and really get the word out a lot more effectively than putting ink on paper or trying to talk one-on-one.
Right, and this is the thing, that's the only way we're going to be effective at taking the airwaves back is as many people as possible have got to get involved in this, because I would love to see several stations dedicated to doing this in each and every metropolitan area, and then just branch in from there. Now, if you're fortunate enough to live in an area, which is not too many out there, if you live in an area where you have a nice high-powered station where the boss of that station has gone out on a limb and is dedicated to carrying this kind of programming, to mind, I don't know of any other than one that's about to come up, and that's where Frank Whalen is. He's going to be director of the one over in Fayetteville, Arkansas. But if you're fortunate enough and you live within the scope of a station that's willing to do that, then this does not apply to you. But if your community is not being adequately served, and God knows there's a bunch of them that are not. In fact, we have a guy over here that's dedicated to just putting radio stations on his toys. So this is why Micro FM is so vitally important, because most people, particularly your suburbanites, they have no idea what's going on, and they're the ones that really have got to be educated, because
that's where the numbers are. In urban and suburban America, that's where the numbers are.
That's right. And in suburbia, you can put on a station that will cover several neighborhoods, no problem at all. You know, maybe just a 5-10-watt station. It'll serve a bunch of houses.
Thousands of people. In a densely populated area, thousands of people could be reached. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And it's vitally important, because the only way you're going to win this is you got to make it so obvious.
And it's got to be easy.
Yeah. That's right. And this is what happened to Citizens Band in the 60s. So many of them got them that now it's just, this became the standard norm on the road for a lot of people.
Right.
And this is what's going to have to wind up happening, because more and more of the radio stations are being concentrated into the hands of centralized international power brokers.
Absolutely.
That pick everything up off of pre-programmed satellite feeds. In fact, there was an article that ran here a while back about how when you call in on some of these programs where they play music, John, that the person taking your call isn't even actually the one playing the music. The DJ stuff is all cut in, and they just pick your stuff, and then everything's pre-programmed, and the DJ is not even really there to talk to. They go in and pre-record all of their stuff. They go home, and it's all just queued in by computer, so it's not even really live programming.
That's amazing.
And
Sam,
thank you.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And that was Sam in Missouri. Sam is, of course, a micro broadcaster. He rebroadcasts Republic Broadcasting Network programming. This is an excellent service. You can do it, too. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Micro Broadcasters Association for more information. We have John from New York. Are you there, sir?
Yes, John, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, just stepping out of his listen, telling him, hey, heads up. The radio station's in good hands. His guest that he's had pinch hitting for him are doing a great job, including yourself. What I wanted to talk about, and I'll just go on a couple minutes, I think the sheeple are finally starting to wake up a little bit in light of the recent Supreme Court decision with the acquiring land through eminent domain.
Yes.
But what people, don't understand is that, in 1913, when they formed the Federal Reserve, they gave them a 20-year charter.
Right.
It took them 20 years to bankrupt the United States.
Right.
And in 1933, people started taking the gold out of the banks, giving them notes, taking the gold out.
Right.
They were hemorrhaging so bad, they had to have a banking holiday for 6 days. Rosenfeld closed the banks. When they reopened the banks, they passed that law, House Joint Resolution 192, which made it illegal for Americans.
What did you call the president?
Excuse me?
What
Rosenfeld.
That's what I thought you said.
That's what his real name is, if you look at his lineage.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. On both sides of this family.
No kidding. Okay.
But
anyway, they had
it was illegal to own gold. And if you read House Joint Resolution 192, he pledged all the assets of the United States against the debt. And by the way, the collateral for this whole collecting of the debt was the 1916 income tax law, where we were going to pay tax, and it was never fully ratified. Only four states ratified the 1916 tax law. But since that point in time, they own the land. Everybody thinks it's my car, it's my house. It's not yours. You are given the illusion that it's yours. It's not yours. Just try not paying your yearly rent in the form of taxation on your house. They'll take your house. Do we not register our cars in this country? We do. We register everything. We register live births. We register marriages. We register everything. When you register anything to anybody, you give them authority over what it is that you're registering. So you know what? Everything that they do, believe it or not, is legal. What they're doing is legal. Because you
it's
don't
illegal
know
it. Because people are deceived.
They're deceived, and what they do, John, what they do, as I'm sure you well know, is when you pay your car off or your house or anything, they give you a certificate of title, which is evidence of the existence of a title. It's not the same as having a title. John Snow, the Secretary of the Treasury, who's paid by the IMF, he holds the title to all property in the United States.
John, I have a friend. Now, what you're saying is true. However, if it's never registered with the Secretary of State in whatever state it might be, this motor vehicle, they have no claim to it.
Absolutely.
I have a friend.
Who does that?
I haven't done it myself because that's a battle I haven't picked to fight. But I have a friend, a female friend, in a major city. I won't say the city. She bought a brand new car, which had never been registered with the state that she lived in. And That's three. It's over 2 years ago, going on 3 years. Mm-hmm. She bought a Elvis license plate from a tourist shop. And that's the only license plate this vehicle's ever had on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
But
you're not giving them permission to stop you then.
But once you get away from the cities, mm-hmm. all these country deputies, they all know this because farmers routinely have what we call farm trucks that were never registered with the Secretary mm-hmm. of State, don't have a license plate, and are routinely driven on the public roads by 15-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And the police have no authority to pull over that farm truck because it's not a commercial vehicle.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But I know you're aware of it, but, and, you know, it's a possibility that some of your listenership is not. You know, and the fact that some people are at least whining a little bit about the decision that was made, which is good. But, you know, by and large, the apathy is rampant in this country.
Absolutely.
People don't have, you know what, you said 40 years of age. I would say 45. Anybody who knows what's going on is 45 years of age at least and older.
Okay, I just picked a number, but yeah.
No, I understand it. But, I was at the conference there about 3-4 weeks ago down in West Virginia with Pastor Butch Paul, and it was really nice. And, you know, we had a lot of discussions. But basically everyone who was there is, you know, our age.
Most of these conferences, you'll find very few people under 45.
Right. And, by the way, in passing, and then I'll hang up, I just heard prior to this show, Bob Chapman was on another show. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not.
Okay, Bob Chapman. He was a very bright guy. Anyway, he has a newsletter, and I get it every week. It's about 45 pages long. He had just said today, it just came hot off the press, that the United States was building a massive base in Israel. Now, I don't know the validity of it. I trust him, and I just thought I'd throw that out there. And if any other further comments, I'll hang up and listen to the reply.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. It was John in New York. And now we've got Melissa in Texas. Are you there, Melissa? Well, we don't have Melissa in Texas. Never mind. It's a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. This is a live call-in show, and you get to ask any question you want, make any comment you want, and I'll do my best to answer your question. And we'll have some discussion and talk about whatever you choose to. There's a lot of issues, a lot of things to be concerned about. This country's headed in some directions that cannot have a good end if left to their own devices. A lot we can do to help it. A lot of things we can do to help save our republic. One of the main ones is to keep this station on the air and make a donation to rbnlive.com. That will help a lot. Reach out to thousands of people all over the United States, thousands all over the world as far as that goes. I get email from fans in New Zealand, email from fans in Japan. It's simply amazing the outreach that this program has on shortwave and on the internet. It is phenomenal. And we've got John in Dallas. Are you there, sir?
Sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling. One of your callers just called and asked about a base in Israel, and I saw some pictures of it on the internet today. Apparently it's, well, when the pictures were shown to some intelligence analysts, they said that the buildings looked like those that were used to house electronic equipment to act
okay.
as some kind of a place to receive signals and process that kind of information or something.
Well, that sounds like an NSA situation, doesn't it?
Well, that might be. I don't know.
One clue to that would be how high above sea level it is. There's some places in Israel that are higher than others, and typically they like to have that kind of equipment as high as they can get it, for the antennas especially.
You know, it looked like big warehouses, and still it may, that assessment, previous assessment may be wrong. It may be some kind of internment camp or something. But one of the guys who saw the picture said it looked like the kind of buildings they used to house electronic equipment. So I really don't know.
It's hard to say without more information, isn't it?
That's right. But there is a big base being built there, and the local contractors said that the Americans were the ones behind its, you know, behind the genesis of whatever it is. So.
Well, something we can track and learn more about, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I wanted to mention something about the World Trade Center towers, if I may.
Please, go ahead.
There was a janitor. He was on Alex's show, I think, last week. He was in the basement of the North Tower when it was struck by a plane. He said that a huge explosion had already taken place in the basement, destroying a really huge press that they use for some kind of equipment. That could not possibly have been caused by an airplane crashing into the tower overhead, and he said that happened subsequent to the explosion in the basement anyway. So this is something that really may poke a hole in any of the major theories about what brought the towers down. There was a huge explosion in the basement that preceded the crash of those airlines, and some explosives had to have been planted in those towers ahead of time.
Well,
thank you.
Pretty amazing. Thank you, John. We appreciate it. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore is filling in for John Stepmiller on the National Intel Report. I have to admit, I like John's bumper music. Good stuff. John is out recuperating from injuries received in a motorcycle accident, and I'm sure he's sitting there listening and wondering and wishing what's going on, wishing he was at the station behind the microphone where he should be, and I'm sure he'll be back there as soon as he can be. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we got people substituting like myself. We have a pledge drive going on at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you would like to make a pledge, all you need to do is click onto the website, click onto the donation box. They make it as simple as they can with PayPal and all these modern methods to use credit cards and checking accounts and all these wonderful things. Make a pledge. We have John in Minnesota. Are you there, sir?
Greetings, John.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about investigating. There's one thing that always troubles a person who's trained in the sciences, and that is when the numbers won't add up, when it falls too far outside the norm.
Right.
It automatically gets your attention. You start accumulating data. There's some things I have accumulated data on for over 35 years.
Right.
Finally, you come up with answers. Anyhow, one of the things I object to is people talk about just how brilliant the Illuminati or the Illumined Ones are.
Okay.
Were they as brilliant as they would have you believe, they would have already set up their satanic New World Order years and years ago. The other part of it is this. If you had a whole cadre of demons to call on because you're demon-possessed, you would have a tremendous amount of knowledge that's not available to the common person. That's no brilliance of yours.
Right.
You're just a mouthpiece for a bunch of spooks.
Right.
So I don't, you know, and I watch body language, and I saw one of these people off camera, they thought, and their body language was that of an idiot.
Okay.
Well, you know the walk and the way the head moves, et cetera.
Right.
You know the body motion.
Right, right.
Anyhow, in this particular case, a person was talking about, and they said, well, the man is so extremely intelligent. No, he's not. He's thoroughly demon-possessed. He's this multi-generational demons that he's depending upon.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the Illumined Ones think that they've got it all made. They're going.
We got a break coming up here, John.
Can I hopefully?
Please hold. We will take a break. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.